Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Skip's Cowboys are ranked 10th in Bleacher Report's new power ranking of the league's best offenses. Remember, Dallas lost receivers Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson, as well as O-linemen Lyle Collins and Connor Williams. That led Bleacher Report to warn, quote, fans should expect some decline. Meanwhile, there are the Eagles, one spot behind the Cowboys at 11, with the addition of A.J. Brown being cited as a reason why. Philadelphia could still challenge the Dallas Cowboys for the top offense in the division. That's according to Bleacher Report. Shannon, what's your reaction?
I think us discussing this right now is dumb, but I'll play along, considering we don't play football for another 4 months, Skip, and this is on paper, and we don't really play football on paper. But just for you, I'm going to make your day. The Cowboys are still better because the Cowboys have the better of the two quarterbacks. And at the end of the day, Skip Bayless has told me repeatedly, the quarterback position is the most important position in pro sports. And whomever has the best quarterback normally, generally, 8.5, 9 times out of 10 will win the game. Dak Prescott is better than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts lost his job at Alabama with arguably the greatest talent in college history. He had 5 guys that went in the first round. He had Jerry Jeudy. He had Jalen Waddle. He had Ruggs. He had Devontae Smith. He also had Irv Smith, and he also had O.J. Howard as his receiver and tight ends, along with a plethora of running backs. And damn near all 5 of his offensive linemen went in the first round or the second round. Landon Dickerson is an all-pro center. He went in the second round. But Jared Wills and all these other guys, Evan Neal and Leatherwood and all these other guys were first-rounder. He lost his job. Why? Because he could not throw the football consistently and accurately. Look at their numbers with Jalen Hurts. Look at the numbers with Tua. Look at the numbers with Mac Jones. That's what it comes down to. Can you throw the ball consistently? Can you throw the ball accurately? Yes, guys wide open in the Big 12, they don't play defense. That's why every single year the SEC has the most players drafted, offensively and defensively. There's a reason why. Jalen Hurts had great success. He wasn't – Oklahoma ain't had near the offensive talent that they had at Alabama. And Jalen Hurts went out there and he threw for 4,000 yards and could barely get 150 yards, 200 yards passing when he was in Alabama. So for me, it comes down
what
to –
What does that tell you?
It tells me that Coach Saban wouldn't have – Coach Saban would be minus 2 championships had Jalen Hurts remained a starter. That's what it tells me.
Really?
That's what it tells me. The man got benched at the halftime of the national championship game.
In favor of Tua.
Yes.
So, question to you, Mr. Hall of Famer. Right here, right now, would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Tua as
Mac
your quarterback?
Jones.
Which one? Jalen Hurts or Tua?
Mac Jones.
Tua replaced Jalen Hurts. Mac Jones did not replace Jalen Hurts.
Tua did what? Replace who?
I think I got you.
Hold on. Talk about, you mean to tell me a guy, a Jalen Hurts, he was throwing to Devontae Smith, he was throwing to Jalen Waddle, Henry Ruggs, what's the other receiver name? He had another first-round receiver. And you mean to tell me he got replaced? Why? Just tell me why. The guy led you to a true freshman, led you to the national title, took you back to the title your second year, and you benched him at the half. and he didn't play again, and he didn't start again. He came in and mopped up and won the SEC title when Tua got hurt, and then he transferred up out of there because he wasn't going to be able to beat Tua out. So stop playing, Skip. Cowboys.
I think you need to start playing because you know Cowboys. And I know Jalen Hurts has proven far more on the pro level than Tua has. Tua is on his way out. Jalen is on his way up in Philadelphia, and that's the point of this ranking. I know it's the offseason, but this is the most fascinating development to me in pro football within a division right now is Philly is rising and Dallas is falling.
How you figure?
Well, how I figure is I agree with these breakdowns because Dallas has lost. You don't think Dallas is as good as last year?
No. I don't think they did enough in free agency, and I didn't like their draft. But at the end of the day, Dak Prescott's still there. He's still better than Jalen Hurts. He's the best quarterback in that division. That's not saying much because that's a crappy division.
Okay, I will give you this. I will slightly favor Dak over Jalen, but Jalen is on the rise, and I think he'll have a much better year this year than he had last year because he has more weapons, and now he has the weapon in his best friend has now joined him, obviously, in A.J. Brown. So, but before I get to them, here's the head scratcher to the point of head wrecker that was my Cowboys season last year. Just to remind everybody, they finished on offense first in yards, first in points. They were tied for the NFL lead in turnover ratio.
Yeah.
They were first on defense in takeaways.
Uh-huh.
If I just gave you those four statistics going into a season, how would you project that team? If I said this is the end of the season, they're going to finish first in yards, first in points, first in turnover ratio, and first in takeaways on defense, what would you say that team would achieve?
I would say they would be pretty good, but I'm going to ask you one more thing. How are they on penalties?
Well, that's the difference maker, and that's the field leveler because
they know, dumb teams get beat, right? They
were
do dumb things.
First in penalties.
Okay.
So it's a lot of firsts. It's hard to be first in this many categories, but unfortunately, there's a fifth category, and it's penalties, and they were first. And by the way, they just drafted the kid out of Tulsa who led all of college football in penalties.
Right.
16 total, 12 holding.
Right. You had 14 in your playoff game.
So you, quote unquote, strengthened your strength.
Yeah.
Or maybe you strengthened your weakness, right?
Yes.
Or you weakened your weakness. That's how it would be.
So you say Jalen Hurts is close to Dak.
Okay, he's getting closer in effectiveness. He plays a different brand of football. But the point is, again, they have dropped the Cowboys from first overall to 10th overall. And I'd say that's probably a pretty objective viewpoint of how it's going to settle this year because I don't trust the Cowboy offensive line unless you tell me Tyler Smith's going to make the Pro Bowl this year at left guard, and he's never played left guard to my knowledge,
no.
So they're going to try him at left guard. Is he a brawler and a mauler? I get that. Is he a wildly athletic? I get that. Is he disciplined enough? Can they teach him on the fly how to play professional football at a high level?
Probably not.
And then the other Ty Smith is going to be next to him, as in Tyron Smith, and what's he got left? I don't know, because he seems to be an old, what is he, 32? But he seems to be dog years old, right?
He's been in a lot of battles.
A lot of battles and a lot of injuries, and Zach Martin seems a little bit fresher, but now you go out to right tackle, and you know the rest of the story. It's you're starting to bailing wire the offensive line.
Well, I think the thing is that the reason why they felt comfortable getting rid of Lyle Collins is because Terrence Steele played so well in his absence.
Yeah.
And then when Tyron Smith went out, he played really well at left tackle. So they say, you know what, we got a swing tackle. Doesn't cost us nearly as much as Collins.
Okay, but the point is, Terrence Steele will never be as good as Lyle Collins was at his best.
Oh, no. Hell no.
He was
a pro bowler.
He was a pro bowler at his best. And remember, they stole him because of the issue that he was having in college. But they just flat out stole
him.
He was like an undrafted free agent signing.
And I think the thing is, Skip, you know, he's coming back after that torn. He had a torn labrum in his hip.
He did.
Now, we don't know if he'll ever, but if he's going to be close to what he was, it will be this year because he's another year further removed from that surgery. And we see guys, the further they get apart away from the surgeries, the better they are if they're going to recoup what they once were.
Okay.
So we'll have a good indication this year of Lyle Collins. Now, we might look back and say, Jerry, I don't know what the hell you think of giving it. I mean, you just basically, you cut him. So
you
basically,
did.
You gave him away.
You did. Well, they got him for nothing and they gave him away for nothing.
They did.
Okay, now on to the Eagles. And obviously, I despise the Eagles, but I've always liked Jalen, in part because he did play at Oklahoma. But I just think he's made of all the right stuff.
Right.
He's more intangible than tangible. Not a great thrower of the football, an adequate thrower of the football, Tebow-esque, a better thrower than Tebow ever was. But he's gamer, baller, playmaker, leader.
Okay.
And yet, now let's look at numbers from last year's Eagles. They did make the playoffs.
They did.
You can't take that away from them. And they led the league in rushing.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty good. They also were at the very bottom of the league in pass attempts because they just said, well, we can run it down your throat, so we'll just keep on keeping on. And we're going to run it down your throat. We won't even have him throw because that's not what he does best.
Right.
He's best running the ball and running the option, reading it, ball handling.
Right.
He's high level at all of the above. So all of a sudden, I look at their running attack, Miles Sanders, that Gainwell, Boston Scott re-signed. Okay, they're pretty loaded. They can come at you sort of 49er-esque.
Yeah, can Miles Sanders stay healthy? That's been his problem, Skip.
Okay.
Boston Scott's a nice little scat back, little change of pace. Gainwell played well for him last year.
No, he played well.
But the offensive line is getting a little older. I mean, let's see if they can stay healthy because this is the first time.
They have offensive line issues also.
Yes.
Okay, but they added somebody. We added nobody. We only lost Amari Cooper.
Right.
And I'm not losing any sleep.
And Cedric Wilson.
And Cedric Wilson, who was a playmaker for them out of the slot. A.J. Brown is a playmaker after catch, run after catch.
Yes.
He goes 6'1", 225, and he is all of that.
Yep.
He is man body, 225 pounds of NFL receiver.
Right.
And I think he will become extension of run game because you can just flip it to him and get him in some space and let him run and run over.
Well, I'm sure he's happy with this offense because it's not going to be nearly as predicated on the run as the one he left. Tennessee,
that's true. That was a one-man show.
Right. You know, Derrick Henry's going to get it, and then, okay, we'll throw you a few here and there. But A.J. put up – he was nicked last year. The thing is, if he's healthy, he should put up decent numbers. But I just don't know if Jalen Hurts can consistently and accurately push the football down the field in order to make them a true, true contending team.
Okay. Obviously, they will balance up more. I promise you they won't be at the bottom of the barrel in passing attempts this next season. And the Bleacher Report capsule on them concludes, if their pass protection can improve, and that's a big if, the Eagles have the potential to be a top 10 offense. Well, that's a mouthful right there.
I mean, they got nice weapons.
Okay.
I mean, you got Devontae, you got AJ now, you got Goddard.
You got
some nice pieces there.
And I told you that kid Calcavecchia from OU, he's gonna be diamond in the rough. He is a stud red zone target at about 6'5".
Right.
Okay. So this concludes. Philadelphia could still challenge the Dallas Cowboys for the top offense in the division. Well, I agree, but I've been telling you that from the start. They scare me because they're going up, up, up. They're on the rise, and they all think they have momentum. I think in the Cowboy locker room, they think they're decelerating right now.
But the question is, okay, if the Cowboys did not rise, let's just say they stayed here.
Yeah.
Do you believe at the rise that the Eagles are taking, do you believe they can rise high enough to overtake the Cowboys? Because let's just say the Cowboys, you and I both agree, they did nothing in free agency. You didn't love the draft. I didn't love the draft. So let's just say they're here. Everybody loves.
Unless you tell me Jalen Tolbert's going to change life. He says, I'm going down there to change the culture. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I always tell you, I watch TV. I watch tons of college football. I didn't watch South Alabama.
Yeah, I don't even know if they made a bowl game. I didn't see any South Alabama games also. So I'm just.
So I don't know. But I read about him and people like him. But Mel Kiper had him ranked 14th among his receivers because it was a loaded receiver draft. Well, is he the diamond in that rough?
And Skip, normally what we see with guys that play at these major programs, we watch Chase. We watch Justin Jefferson. Those guys come out. Having played in those type programs,
I agree.
They take right
off. Boom. Yeah. Well, the Alabama kids, they just take off.
Yes. And so that's the question. Okay, South Alabama, I understand it's D1, not Power 5. And he keeps saying this, but he doesn't understand the pressure cooker that he's about to enter because the Cowboys, contrary, even though I don't think they're very good, but their fans have expectations.
Huge.
Because Jerry has sold him a bill of goods that he loved this draft. We got the guy that we wanted. Can you see this? Steven like, Daddy, put that down.
Put that thing down, right?
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, your top two players on your board ranked went to the Giants at 5-7.
Yeah.
Way to go.
You probably should have scratched that out. Yeah. With the two guys that we really wanted, well, he's going to tell you where they went. But we did get two of the, we did get a guy that we wanted.
But Thibodeau and Evan Neal go bang, bang, 5-7 to the Giants.
Right.
So Jerry's board would tell you the best draft was the Giants draft, right?
Yeah, basically, that's what he said.
Okay.
We got the guy that we wanted, but the Giants had a better draft than us because they got two players that was 1-2 on our board.
Man. Shannon, the Eagles are coming, and no. Jalen Hurts will be the reason.
I know what you're trying to do, Skip.
No, I'm not trying
to
do anything.
You're trying to sell me and the fans a bill of goods, so when the Cowboys win the division, my Cowboys, they beat the Eagles. I told the Eagles were very good. No, they're not.
I'm an objective Cowboy fan, and I'm spitting straight truth here because I'm trying to turn up the heat on Jerry, who fiddles while his Dallas Rome burns.
First of all, that's oxymoronic. Objective and Cowboy fan, that's jumbo shrimp.
Except
that's quiet riot. No, it ain't open sell for you nothing.
And I am a quiet riot over here when it comes to the Cowboys.
Exactly.
And I'm increasingly quiet because I don't have much to say.
No, okay.
Because after all those numbers I gave you, all those firsts, in their last 11 games, they went 6-5,
yeah,
including a playoff disaster debacle of a loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
I foretold.
Congratulations.
This,
you foretold.
I am ready for this NFL schedule to come out so we can start putting some pieces in place for next season.
No mercy.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Little Cowboys trivia for you. They've been in Dallas since their founding in 1960. But now, Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson writing on social media that the city could play host to another NFL franchise. That is, if the league is looking to expand. The mayor wrote, "Football is king here." That is an interesting scenario. Shannon, any chance you see this happening?
Zero. Jerry Jones ain't letting that happen. What we've seen from the NFL, Skip, is that they went back to, instead of expanding, once they went to Jacksonville and once they went to Carolina, Skip, what we saw is them go back to cities that had lost their franchises. We see them went back to Houston. We see them go back to Cleveland. They ended up putting a team back in Baltimore. So, Skip, the likelihood of them going to a city that's already, and in Dallas, Skip, this ain't L.A., L.A., you got 40 million people, and you got 10 million people in Los Angeles County alone. Mm. This ain't New York. Dallas is not New York.
But they say in overall population, they're about to pass Chicago as number 3 on the list.
And they're not going to put another team in Chicago either.
Well, okay.
Jerry Jones is not letting that happen. Skip, if you're born in Dallas, the likelihood of you rooting for another team is, what's that percentage? Think about all the fans. They not getting behind another. How that working out for the Clippers? The Clippers have been here in L.A. How that working out for them, Skip?
Mm.
It's the Lakers.
Okay.
It's the Lakers.
Well, how's it working out for the Jets, right? Or the Chargers?
Or the Mets, for that matter. Yep. It's Yankee, Yankee. And so I don't see it happening, Skip. I don't.
Okay. Would it work in Dallas? I lived there for wherever it was. 15 years I worked
and
lived there. I believe it would fly in Dallas because it is the football capital of the world. It is number one overall. It is a football city to its core. And remember, the population has exploded there because so many what they call snowbirds have come from the north to relocate it in the south.
Yeah.
In a climate that's pretty good. It's not L.A., but it's
and a lot of other reasons also.
Okay, well, that's fine too. But the point, there's no state income tax there. So it is exploding in population with people from other cities who do not like the Dallas Cowboys, who grew up hating the Dallas Cowboys, because trust me, even when I was there back in the sort of 80s into the early 90s, there was a huge segment of the population who came there hating the Dallas Cowboys and got sick and tired of having Cowboys forced down their throats while living in Dallas. Well, those people are going to come out of the woodwork and come out of lockdown in their homes because they're anti-Cowboy. They're going to come support us.
Skip, you know damn well Jerry Jones ain't finna let nobody put no team in Dallas.
Okay, well, would that be his say in the end?
Skip.
What if the league decided it would be better for the league?
Hold on. The league is made up of who? Jerry Jones is the most prominent guy. You know when Jerry speaks, everybody listen. So sell that to Mr. Kraft. All Jerry's going to do, Dan Snyder and all those guys, ain't no team coming to where they already got a locale to another team. You might go, so I don't know where they could possibly, if they were looking to expand, Skip, I don't know where they could possibly go because they got, you got three in Florida. You got Houston Texans. You got the Cowboys. Maybe if you go to San Antonio. I'm not saying you can't put another team in the state of Texas. I'm saying in Dallas, Texas. Okay, you got Miami. You got Tampa. You got Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to add another team in the state of Texas, okay.
But they say the league is going to ultimately expand to 34. It could go as high as 40 in the long run.
Well, I mean, you got $5-6 billion. I mean, because that's going to look like the Broncos are going to be sold north of $4 billion.
Yep.
So by the time that happens, it's going to cost you $5-7 billion to get a franchise.
Okay. I remind you, once upon a time, the late great Lamar Hunt, personal friend of mine. He put a team in there that was the American Football League Texans, and they were there 60, 61, 62, and it wasn't because they couldn't draw. He just got sick and tired of the Cowboys getting all the credit and all the attention.
Right.
And he finally said, I'll just go up to Kansas City, and the rest is Super Bowl history.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So it would work because he knew there was enough population there, and that Dallas was half the size.
But here's the thing, Skip. We saw that happen with the USFL in the early 80s, Skip, when they put teams in Philadelphia. You had the Philadelphia Stars, you had the Philadelphia Eagles, and you had teams in Tampa, and you had teams all over the place. But eventually, I'm not saying, Skip, because I do believe Texas is a big enough state to hold another team. Mm-hmm. But the question is, you going to put it in San Antonio? I don't believe you're going to – Jerry Jones is going to allow you to put a team – Skip, you're not finna build a house bigger than mine in my backyard. So Jerry's like, okay, go down to San Antonio. Houston, they already got the Texans. Because remember when the Oilers left, they ended up going to that.
You don't have to be Austin or San Antonio.
Okay, there you go. Yeah,
okay, but ulterior motive for me, I would love to see a second team in Dallas because it would make Jerry wake up from the nap that he's in right now.
Right.
And actually get busy again because he'd have to start fighting to protect his turf.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It might light a new fire under Jerry Jones.
I don't think it is, Skip. He knows he's on the mountain. He's like, I just sit back, Cowboys. My franchise worth $7-8 billion.
Yep.
Hey, I got my own merchandising. I got my own seating. I got my own licensing. Yeah, y'all can't see me.
You think those other owners love Jerry Jones? I don't think they do.
They love the money that Jerry makes them.
Okay. They all make money.
Right? Yeah, but Skip, but see what Jerry can, Skip, is think about it. Jerry, I don't know how Jerry finagled his way in and moved to the front of the line, but he's there.
Super salesman.
Right? Skip, he's there. That's the why you think the Rams? Mm. Why you think the Rams are here? Because Jerry said, you know what? It would be nice, a big old palatial thing like that. You know, you have events, the Olympics, yada, yada, yada. Mr. Kraft like,
What gets me is L.A. has two football teams, and it's not remotely to me a football town.
No, it's not.
Right?
There's too much going on that's not football, that's not sports related. It's the academy.
Okay.
It's the arts. It's the arts.
I've always thought of L.A. first as a baseball town, and then thanks to
Magic. Oh, the Dodgers. Absolutely.
The Dodgers. Yeah, yeah. But Magic started to write that. You know, he started to change that.
But what did the Dodgers do? Win. Mm-hmm. What did the Lakers do? Win. Skip, the Rams have brought some time because they won a Super Bowl. But, Skip, you got to win here. There's too much going on. Mm-hmm. There's too many nice patios, too many nice eateries.
Yep.
You got a beach. You got too much going on. You win, them fans like, why the hell am I going to spend my hard-earned money sitting inside when I can get outside for free?
Yep. I think America needs a second team because it's got the team, and now it needs a second team in Dallas.
You just tried to do
a second team.
You about to get off Jerry's Christmas list.
Good. I never was on it.
I was on it until I started fooling with you.
That is true.
You cost me a lot, Skip.
That is an incredible threat. That is a frightening thought. No mercy.